I am a professor of oceanography, and I teach urban oceanography. Urban oceanography is a relatively new discipline from an old science that looks at the interaction between the water and the urban environment and the urban environment's impact on the water. They work together, influence one another, and you need to understand both to make either one work. I believe that climate change will change Southern California in two ways. Number one, the air temperature will change by probably 4 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 50 to 60 years. That will have big implications on the ocean, because the ocean is under the atmosphere, and that will become warmer. And number two, probably even more serious, will be sea level rising. And sea level will rise little by little and cause very large impacts in the urban environment. I think there are key ways that we can observe what's happening in the environment and figure out ways to ameliorate their effects. Number one would be to understand what's happening. We need to bring scientists in to figure that out and to make definitive statements about what they believe will happen in the future. Number two is to develop a plan for resiliency, a plan to anticipate an event, withstand the event, and then recover from the event as it happens. We have, as humans, a strong responsibility to mitigate what may happen. It is hard to anticipate all the things that may happen, but mitigating what can happen is important. Is it easy? No. Some ways you may want to think about it is to build resiliency, to put a fence up around your property to block water that may come from a storm. You may want to have a lot of desalination plants to make water for drinking when you have a drought. But we have to become proactive and understand what's going to happen, and then we can react to it. The key to a successful future for all of us who live along the coast is to understand what's going to happen and to be able to communicate that to the public. The public always comes to places that they can understand and feel comfortable with, like an aquarium. If you bring people into an aquarium, you have an opportunity to teach them, even though they don't know they're being taught. It is a public place with a comfortable environment that the best learning can be done.